This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You find it hard to be yourself. How do you expect to find happiness in the heart if you don't have a relationship with the one who created the heart? You'll never find inner peace. Trying to please everybody else. Yo. This is real life. I just landed from a flight. As I came in, I think I just might bang out my prayer on his seat. See, it's all eyes on me. I'm a stranger in this world. This is the life of MB. You see, this prayer's like saving me from my own destruction. Without this, how do I even function? Man out here making their own decisions. They don't even turn to Allah for assistance. Got no resistance. You fell victim to your own desire. Then you feel bad, then you do good. Then you're trying to go back, living life on a roller coaster. She says she wants to please Allah, posing like the girl on a poster. A man will never learn till it's over, till it's too late. Behaving like a rude boy, but speaking like a sheikh is a crazy world where everybody suffers in silence. So much killing, I became immune to the violence. This is real life. Everybody's acting like they woke, but the actions don't match none of the words that they quote. I spoke from the heart and I touch hearts all over the globe. I had to learn all them things I didn't know. Woke up to an alert on my phone. He said he doesn't want to live this life no more. He's only 12 years old. He said he feels let down by the community. Can't rely on his uncles, and his dad left his mum on her own.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the stream.
People's around him, still feeling lonely. Nobody understand him, the pain that he's holding. But he smiles every time that he's posting. He shows the world the best part. Allah's the only one that really knows him. Half of the world's just posing while the cameras are on. And when they're off,
the breakdown's loading.
I took off from Rome on a private jet. I didn't snap it at all. I guess it's different when
you live it for real.
You see, there's different ways of earning respect and attracting attention.
I pray the heart's much bigger than my check.
So much things that I can't even mention.
Tell him, MB. Hope you guys are doing good.
Nobody's faith safe. You think heaven's like a booking and you can just reserve your place.
You can't just reserve your place. You gotta work hard and protect your heart.
This world meets no man halfway. I get down and pray.
And that's the words that I say.
You like to humiliate people too much. I'd rather give them a hug.
Give them a hug.
For encouraging love, cause the world meets no man halfway. I get down
and pray. And that's the same on a good or a bad day. It's the same on a good or a bad day. We get down and pray. This is real life.
You find it hard to be yourself.
Trying to please everybody else. Can't please everybody.
Great expectations of this world.
Please the one who created you.
Looking like you're winning, but internally you fail. This is real life. This is real life. Pressures of a man. This is real life. This is they real find life. It hard to understand.
Take it easy, Cosmic. Take
this
it easy.
We ain't allowed to show no weakness.
I always let MB have his say first. Let the man speak it.
This is real life. You find it hard to be yourself. This is real life. This is real. Trying to please everybody else. This is real life.
Hit that thumbs up button in chat. Hit that thumbs up button.
Looking like you're winning, but internally you fail. This is real life. This is real life. Pressures of a man.
They don't understand the pressures, Cosmic.
This is real life. They find it hard to understand. This is real life. We ain't allowed to show no weakness. Crying when alone, but in the crowd, you're the strongest. This is real life.
This is real life, Cosmic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the stream. How are you guys doing today? How is everybody? How is everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. AOG, welcome to the stream. Salaam alaikum, cosmic. Salaam alaikum. The Islamic Ummah. Salaam alaikum. I appreciate the MB amazing track. Yeah, MB always comes through with the hard bars. MB. I love the brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I also love his work. Mashallah, may Allah bless him. Hold on, we missing Josephine. Salaam alaikum. We missing some lights back here. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, chat. The vibe ain't right. The vibe ain't right. We missing something, chat. The vibe. The vibe ain't right. There we go. Now we got the vibe right. Move this over a little bit. There we go. Now we working. How is everybody today? How are you guys doing? Mahjoub Nadi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our Thursday chat and chill stream where that's what we do. We chat and we chill. Hold on, this whole camera's gotten a little bit bugged out. It's supposed to be a little bit higher than this. There we go. Now we working. There it is. How's everybody doing? Samir Lofty, salam alaikum. How you doing? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the stream. We'll let a few people roll in before we get started with our little reminder for the day, and then we open it up for whatever. Q&A, chat and chill, whatever you guys want to talk about. The whole purpose of this Thursday podcast is to hang out with you guys, to create this little community that we got going on here, just to vibe out and talk about the deen, talk about Allah, talk about whatever we want to talk about within the parameters of the deen. And it doesn't have to be about the deen. If you want to talk about cars, you want to talk about shoes, you want to talk about life, you want to talk about work, you want to talk about business, whatever. That's the whole point of this that I do. This is my ability to be free on stream, ability to just kind of lay down with you guys, let it down with you guys, chill with you guys, hang out. That's the whole purpose of this stream. I have a loaded question related to hadith. When should I ask? When the time comes, after our little time when we chat and chill, and then we do the reminder. So you can do that. Just letting it warm up for a minute. We let it warm up for a few minutes so we can let everybody roll on in here, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum. I told Bobby from Bobby's Perspective to contact you, and he said, yeah, he did get in touch with me. me and Bobby are working on doing a live stream on his channel. Possibly next week before I leave for the UK. We haven't decided yet, but I will possibly be doing a live stream over on his channel, inshallah. It should be an interesting conversation. Interesting conversation with him, inshallah ta'ala. I appreciate the reaction video he did to my video. So we'll see if we can have a fruitful and beneficial conversation. We'll see if we can have a fruitful and beneficial conversation when the time comes, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum from Algeria. Algeria, mashallah. May Allah bless you. May Allah grant you goodness from Algeria. Alhamdulillah. So we will be having that conversation most likely before I go to the UK, because I told him from the UK it will be quite difficult. And then I won't be back until the end of February. So, and that is another thing, chat, is I've been crazy busy trying to get prepared for this extended trip in the UK, prepared for this very extended trip in the UK. It's just taking a lot of time, planning, preparation, getting all the events lined up and in order, making sure all my affairs are in order here, and the work that I need to have done for the time that I'm gone is taken care of, as well as I'm working on 3 new lectures, inshallah ta'ala. Those will be recorded wherever I go. And whichever ones end up being good recordings, those will go onto YouTube on this channel, inshallah. The three topics that we're going to be doing new topics is, number one is going to be broken. Why does Allah test us? That's the first topic. The second one, hold on, I don't even remember off the top of my head. I'm working on them as we speak, but you can tell I've been going from morning to night. The second one is, where is it at, chat? The first one's called Broken, Why Does Allah Test Us? The second one is the legacy of the prophets in our Islamic identity. The legacy of the prophets in our Islamic identity. And the third lecture will be His Mercy Prevails Over His Wrath, The Path of Forgiveness. So I'm working on these three talks right now to prepare them to do them well, inshallah ta'ala. And again, those will be recorded and go up here on YouTube. And if I have internet connection, we will still stick to our Thursday live stream schedule, inshallah ta'ala. That is the goal. The timing should be somewhat similar. So let's hope. We'll see how it goes when I get there. And I'll make an announcement on my socials as well as here on the community tab. On the community tab, I'll make a post letting all the subscribers know what is the plans when I get to the UK and test the internet. Samir Lofty, salam alaikum from Morocco, Marrakesh, man. You guys came so close. So close, even though I don't watch football or soccer, whatever you want to call it. I watched the highlights and watched what was going on when Morocco made it so far, and you guys came so close. Yusuf Khalid, salamu alaikum. No worries, my brother. No worries, Yusuf, bro. It's a pleasure to see you here regardless. All right. Today's short reminder, inshallah. Today's short reminder, inshallah, ta'ala. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'du wa salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers and sisters, the short reminder for today is going to be a quite simple one, and that is the most important aspect of your religion, the most important aspect of your deen is tawheed. Tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be no more important thing for you that you need to understand as a Muslim is Tawheed, because Tawheed is the pillar upon which the entirety of the religion stands. Tawheed is the pillar upon which the entirety of creation stands. Therefore, Tawheed should be the most pivotal part of your life. It should be the most understood part of your life. It should be the most understood part of your religion, because Tawheed is what the formulation of Islam is all about. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to establish Tawheed within our lives and to establish Tawheed within the world. What is Tawheed? Tawheed is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, to give the rights that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah alone, and to not worship anything other than Him, not to give His rights to anything other than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala dhul jilali wa ikram. This is super important, because your relationship with Allah is all that's going to matter when you leave this world. That is it. That's all that's going to matter, is your relationship and connection you had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we came from Allah, and we're on a journey in this life to return back to Allah. That's it. You were created in this world by Allah, and you are on a path in your life to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna alayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and to Allah that we must return. So understanding the principles of Tawheed is the most important thing that you can do. You have to understand Tawheed. This is for Muslims who have been Muslim their entire life, or even more importantly for new Muslims, or most importantly for new Muslims who are coming from other ways of life, to understand Tawheed. Because when people came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and they wanted to be Muslim, the first thing that they had to do, and he wanted to inquire of them, was, do you believe in Allah alone, with wahdaniyah, with oneness, with not associating partners with Him, with nothing like Him? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُلَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. This is the pillar of our faith. This is the foundation of our faith. So understanding Tawheed is of primary importance, brothers and sisters. Seriously, you have to understand this. And the ulama, especially the ulama of our salaf and our pious predecessors and the companions, etc., they broke Tawheed up into three important aspects, or three important points for you to understand. That first point is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one with regards to His being the only ilah. La ilaha illallah. There is no other ilah. So first we negate, we say La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah except Allah. Why? Because Allah is the only ilah. This is the tawheed of al-uluhiyyah, of giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His rights in terms of being ilah. Therefore He is God, He is the ilah, He deserves to be worshipped. And the word Allah itself means Al-Ilah, the Ilah, the only Ilah. And this is whom we worship, because he deserves to be worshipped. Did you understand this through the study of Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya? And then you have Tawheed Al-Rububiyya, or the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that he is Rabb. He is the Lord, he is the sustainer, he is Rabbul Alameen, he is Rabbil Alameen. He is the Rabb of everything that has been created. Understanding Tawheed of Rububiyya gives you the confidence and the understanding that everything is the way it is because Allah is Rabb. If someone asks you, why is the sky blue? There is a scientific explanation for this. There's a scientific explanation for why the sky is blue. But it is blue because Allah is Rabb and He has chosen it to be blue to our eyes. If you want to ask why can we breathe air? Because Allah is Rabb. Why do you eat food? Because Allah is Rabb. Why do you drink water? Because Allah is Rabb. Where did you get the water from? Allah, because He is Rabb. Where did you get the clothes that you wear on your back? You got them from Allah because He is Rabb. Where did you get the roof that's over your head? You got it from Allah because He is Rabb. Our sustenance, our provision, our life, everything, every breath we take, every move we make, every heartbeat, every eyesight, everything we hear, all of it is because Allah is Rabb and He has given us the capability to do so. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no might, there is no movement, there is no capability except but by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is rububiyyah. And it allows you to not be so stressed and worried all the time. Because when you understand that Allah is Rabb and you do the things that you're supposed to do, then everything else is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is Rabb. That is it. I don't have to worry over things that are outside of my control because they are in control of the most capable, the most competent. Allah says, قُلْ لِشَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Above all things, He is capable and competent. Therefore, when I understand that the only Rabb is Allah, this is Tawheed in Rububiyyah, that only Allah is Rabb, only Allah is Ilah, only Allah is Rabb. And then in the third component of Tawheed al-Asma wal-Sifat, in the names and attributes of Allah, that these belong to Allah alone in the most perfect way that they can be understood by the human mind, and they are even greater than what we're capable of understanding, but we do the best that we can. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. He is the most merciful. Sure, other people can be Rahman. People can be Rahman. They can have Rahmah towards one another, and we should have Rahmah towards one another. But only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Latif. He is the forbearing. He is the gentle. Sure, other people can be Latif, but no one else can be Al-Latif. Yes, Allah is As-Sami. That means He is hearing. He hears everything that goes on within His creation. Yes, we have Sami', we hear, because we say to Allah, Sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey, but our hearing is limited. Our hearing is limited. We can only hear that which was in the range of our hearing. But for Allah, Allah is As-Sami'. That means He hears everything. Everything that is capable of being heard is heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say that Allah is Al-Basir, He is the seeing. It's not like the seeing of human beings. Our sight is limited. And as we get older and our eyes get weaker, it gets more and more limited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight is unlimited. He can see everything that there is to see. If there is something that is to be seen, He can see it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, He is Al-Basir. So when it comes to the names and attributes of Allah, we give them to Him alone in His most perfect sense. And then when it comes to the attributes, such the attributes that Allah has conferred upon Himself, whereas Allah says He has a face, He has hands, He has feet, He has a shin, etc. These things that has been described by Him by either in the Quran or the authentic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we affirm these things about Allah and say, yes, He has a hand, a face, and arms, whatever He is named, but these are unlike His creation. They are not like ours. They're not like our face. They're not like our hands. They're not like our shin. They're not like our feet. And they are not able to be interpreted or understood. So we just affirm them and then we leave it at that. We don't ask how. We don't ask why. We don't ask nothing. Like when Allah says that He descends into the lower heavens or ascends into the higher heavens, as the Prophet ﷺ said, in the third of the night, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah descends to the lower heavens in a manner that befits His majesty and honor. It's not like you and I going up and down in an elevator. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone in the way that He does what He does. And it is not like us. So we separate those two. This is how you keep...
New super chat. Mandatory viewing is now in effect.
MashaAllah, Naeem Kazan with a $100 super chat. May Allah bless you for always being a supporter of the stream. And may Allah grant you highest ranks of Jannah to Firdaus al-Aala. Ameen, inshaAllah. But we say that these attributes and characteristics are for Allah alone and they are not like anything within His creation. This is Tawheed, brothers and sisters. This is the core of our deen. This is the core of our faith. This is the core of our identity. This is what distinguishes Islam from every other religion. This is what distinguishes Islam from every other way of life on the planet Earth, is our Tawheed and our strong stance against anything that goes against the rules, the rulings of Tawheed. So brothers and sisters, understand your deen. Understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He is, and understand Tawheed inshaAllah. Allah has commanded us in the Quran. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. He has commanded us in Surah Muhammad. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. So know therefore and understand and have ilm, have knowledge of لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ is Tawheed. So Allah commands us in the Quran, in Surah Muhammad, to have knowledge of Tawheed. So I implore you, brothers and sisters, to study Tawheed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you know it. And I'll give you a quick last little advice, tip. This is a recommendation. Everybody's always asking me for book recommendations, right? Book recommendations. This is a book, if you want to kind of do a primer in the English language. Of course, nothing is the same as going back to the language of the Quran, the language of Arabiya, in its original language that the scholars have written it. When you read in English, if you read something in Arabic from the scholars and then read it in English, you'll realize it's two totally different things, but you can get the gist at least. This is a book that I do recommend on Tawheed. It's not a huge book. I would say it's a primer simply because of how deep Tawheed goes into, but it's about 400 pages. Is this book. Come on. There you go. Concise commentary on the book of Tawheed by Dr. Fauzan. This one can be purchased. You can just go online and look it up. There might even be a PDF version of this, but a concise commentary on the book of Tawheed, on Kitab al-Tawheed. It's a very good book that I would suggest reading for a primer on understanding Tawheed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feekum, salam alaikum, guys. All right. Naeem, may Allah bless you again. Sorry for not giving you the appropriate thanks on that, but I was in the middle of recording for a little clip that we can place on YouTube later, inshallah ta'ala. A clip from the talk. May Allah bless you, grant you goodness, inshallah ta'ala. Let's see. All right. Watching from Turkey, Istanbul, mashallah, mashallah. Muhammad Dilwar, to Allah belongs the best of names. Yes, 100%. 100%. Mehdi, appreciate you. Thank you very much. You named your son Yusha Ali, mashallah. Amen, Ali. May Allah bless you and grant you goodness on this, inshallah. I have a stupid question. Is the earth flat? We're not going to get into the whole is the earth flat or not discussions right now, Simon. I have my own opinions upon that, but that gets way too out of hand right now. Look it up what the scholars have said about that, inshallah ta'ala. So since we believe in Allah can be shy, so since we believe Allah can be shy from a hadith, what makes that different from what other faiths say? God rest and repented and regretted. The association. Shyness is not like our shyness. You're not understanding the concept when you read these things. This haya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Himself having is not like our haya. It is the most perfect understanding of this concept. And that's not a flaw. Resting is something that human beings need, because if we don't rest, we die. Allah cannot rest. Rajab. How are you? I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you? I'm good, alhamdulillah. Okay, brother, sister, donate $100 match. May Allah increase you in good, heavenly, and you mizan. That's a beautiful suggestion, Naeem, and if you've always supported the stream, if anybody donates in the stream, super chat, super sticker, Naeem will match it, inshallah ta'ala, and all of it goes towards helping me continue to do all of this stuff that we do. So may Allah bless you. It gives me the ability to continue to be here and put this time aside. And hopefully when I get back from London, hopefully inshallah ta'ala, when I get back from my UK trip, then the goal is to add Tuesdays. My goal after I come back from the UK, inshallah ta'ala, is to add Tuesdays so that we do Tuesdays and Thursdays every week, inshallah. That is the goal. That is the plan. You know, make dua that it's successful, but that is the plan, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and have something plotted out for both of them, inshallah. Have something plotted out for Tuesdays to talk about, have something plotted out for Thursdays to talk about, and then afterwards, as always, we hang out and we chat and chill until we run out of time. Josephine, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. May Allah bless you. Moon Bunny Star. Assalamu alaikum, Moon Bunny Star. Hello, hello, hello. My daughter, how are you doing? How are you doing, my daughter? Coming from Christian background, you had problems with preservation of the Bible. How can we be sure the hadith is preserved? And if Sahih Bukhari is authentic, why did Al-Albani label some weak? Not all the hadith are authentic. Nobody in their right mind would ever say that. A true hadith is something that we can attribute to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through an unbroken chain of narration of trustworthy narrators all the way back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is a science for this in the preservation of a hadith. And this science of preservation of hadith has over 50 different categories in order to affirm a single narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, if the scholars throughout history have given a certain hadith a rating of sahih, then this is something we can say with good authority that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because it is passed on to us through the same oral transmission chain of narration that we have the Quran, and it was written down when the chain was still good. If there is weakness in the chain, or if there's weakness in the narrators, or if there's a missing link or any of these things, then these hadith will be labeled as da'if, weak, and therefore they're not to be used, and other things. There's a lot of things that goes into that. What am I missing? Do you have any advice for a Muslim doesn't have a mosque in the city they live in? And what is your advice for a Muslim is the only Muslim in his family? Darius. I know this is going to sound like, you know, something silly, but my advice is to work towards moving to a place that has a masjid. And I'm only saying that because not having access to a masjid, not having access to other Muslims is very, very difficult to live your life in a sustainable way like that. It is going to be very important for you going forward to find other people who are of your faith and to find a masjid to pray in. That doesn't have to be immediately, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your conditions. But continue to make dua and continue to make plans to inshallah ta'ala end up in a place where you can go to the masjid and be around other Muslims. Until then, you know, try to associate with good Muslims online like you're doing right now. Join us on our Discord server, discord.gg/MGO. There's a lot of good brothers that hang out over there and chat regularly and go in voice chats together. You know, do something to try to keep yourself connected to the brotherhood of Muslims until you're able to get to a place where you can be around more Muslims, inshallah. Allah is great, but I bear witness to about that. May Allah bless you and accept your witness, Morocco, and make it a means of mercy for you on the day of judgment. May Allah make it mercy for you on the day of judgment. But isn't shyness considered weakness because it means being scared? No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're understanding the word haya. You're completely misunderstanding the word haya. The Weekend Stand account. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad Sirajuddin, outcome of istikhara. I don't know what you mean by the outcome of istikhara. What is your question? That's an incomplete sentence. So I can't answer it because I don't know what you're meaning. I have no idea what you're asking. Iron Bro, Salaam Alaikum. It's been a long time. As a former Christian, do you believe Catholicism deifies Mary? Yes, Catholicism does deify Mary. They call her the Mother of God. Catholicism 100% deifies Mary. They call her the Mother of God. A'udhu Billah. So yes, unfortunately, that is true. They actually refer to her as Mary, the Mother of God. Astaghfirullah. So that's a problem. Muhammad Dilawar. Bro, can you give advice on how to buy a house interest-free if there are no such banks over here? And if so, then it's 5 years, which most impossible. Of course, I rely on Allah. I don't know. It depends on where you live. I don't know where you live, Muhammad Dilawar. So there's a lot of differences in countries and that I'm not going to understand the financial system and the financial matters and how they work. So I don't know. I don't know where you're at. So I don't know how best to answer that. And I might not even be able to answer at all, depending on where you live. I'm about to do my math homework. Yes, Moon Bunny. Yes, Moon Bunny. You do need to do your math homework. So please do that. Inshallah. I'm grateful for you supporting your father's stream, but make sure you do your math homework. Your math homework is more important than daddy's stream at the moment. I need my fan in Istanbul, make dua for you and hope your family's situation is better. You went through so much, but you still keep doing your dua work. Amen. Yeah, everything is good, alhamdulillah. Things are improving. Things have gotten a lot better, alhamdulillah, in many different areas of my life. But that is life. That is life. Life is ups and downs, you know. You never know what one day is going to bring you. One day is going to be up. One day is going to be down. You know, we take it and we roll with it. That does not give me the opportunity to stop my work that I believe so much in, whether it's da'wah work, charity work, mental health work, the legacy work that I believe in, my own personal struggles. I have to work through them, but I don't allow that to stop the work. The work must go on. The work must carry on. Even after I'm gone, the work must carry on. But my goal is right now is to build a legacy of good deeds for myself, for when they put dirt over me in that grave and they leave me alone in that cold ground. I'm hoping that I've done some things with my life that will continue to rack up good deeds for me while I'm laying there turning to dust. That is my goal. That is my hope. That is my dream and my wish for this work that I do. That's why I think about things that I get involved in. I ask myself, is this project going to, you know, if it's not a hobby, if I consider it work, part of my work, is this going to bring me some benefit now? And is it going to bring me some benefit when I'm in my grave? Because that's important to me, because I don't know if I'm going to have enough good deeds on the day of judgment out of my life alone. I don't have enough good deeds in the day of judgment out of my life alone. So I'm hoping that with all the work that I do, I can earn some more good deeds while I'm in my grave that will benefit me on the day of judgment. That's the goal. At least that's the goal, inshallah. That's really the goal. I'm not going to get in a whole debate, Al-Mahdawi, on here about hadiths. The Quran, Sahih Bukhari, we don't put nothing else on the same level as the Quran. Nothing. Nothing is the same as Kalamullah. Nothing. Nothing is the same as Kalamullah. The Quran is in a category of its own. But Allah has told me, Ati Allah wa Ati Rasul. Obey Allah and obey His messenger. How can you obey the messenger of Allah if you don't know what he said? How can Allah command us to do something? Ati Allah wa Ati Rasul. Obey me and obey the messenger. How can we fulfill the obeying of the messenger if we don't know what the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said? Therefore, Allah would be asking us to fulfill a commandment that we don't have the capacity to fill, which would be unjust. I'll leave that with that. Naim, if I do come to Arizona, let's definitely have dinner, inshallah ta'ala. Naim, if I come to dinner, if I come to Arizona, love to have dinner with you, inshallah. The last time I was in Arizona, I was in Phoenix, but this was a few years ago, pre-pandemic. But if I'm ever back in the Arizona area, inshallah, I would announce it, of course, on my socials and stuff. Just let me know, and I'll give you that, inshallah ta'ala. It would be my pleasure. It'd be my pleasure. Because an ex-Catholic who is now a Protestant told me, yeah, I am, bro. That is true. Yasin, salam alaikum. Jews believe Uzair is the son of God and that Allah's hands are chains, but every Jew has said they don't evolve that and they don't believe in one God. How? That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother, that's a long discussion, NBA. Because this was talking about the older version of Hasidic Jews, and there are Hasidic Jews at the time who did believe in Uzair as the son of Allah. They did believe these things. Modern Jews, maybe not so much. Amina Ayyad, may Allah bless you and your kids 100%, and you as well, inshallah. I think that's how I said Amina Ayyad, I guess. Is your discount code on a Halal CBD still active? Yes. The code Yusha Evans is still active for 15% off of halalcbd.io. I actually need to stock up before I go to the UK. I'm actually running out, unfortunately. But yes, the code is still active, inshallah. Hugo, salam alaikum. Mr. Hug, I live in Dearborn and my family. I live in Dearborn and a Muslim female committed suicide. It was rare because she was only two and two. She's always smiling and she was a police officer. Why do people do that, especially if they have kids? That's a long discussion, Mr. Hug. There's a plethora of reasons why people commit suicide. And each one of them has his own different accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the message of this is that we should never feel like we are too lost and give up hope. There's always hope. It doesn't matter how dark it seems. There's always hope. There's always hope with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that a Muslim cannot let go of, is hope. I mean, you can get down. You can be depressed. You can be anxious. You can be sad. You can be bawling your eyes out for a week. The one thing you cannot lose grip on is hope, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, inna ma'al usri yusra fa inna ma'al usri yusra, that indeed with hardship comes ease, with hardship comes ease. So if you're going through hardship and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be ease. There will be ease. It's a promise. And it's a promise that I've stood on, and I've stood on for my whole life, and it has gotten me through the past 24 years of being a Muslim, is that every difficulty I faced, I stood on the promise of Allah. My Lord, you said with difficulty will be ease, and therefore I'm going to hold on until the ease comes. And the ease always comes. It comes. It's not when you want it to be, most of the time. Most of the time, it's not when you want it to be. It's when you need it to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise in knowing this. Naeem has put an offer out there for anybody who would donate through Super Chat or Super Sticker, that he will match it, even if it's 5 people or 4 people for 25, 5 people for 20, he'll match it. So may Allah bless him, grant him goodness. And if you guys want to help him match that and help me continue to do what I do, please do so. Tana, I recently reverted to Islam. My parents are unhappy. I have to live with them. They get uncomfortable when anything Islamic comes up. How can I help them feel more comfortable? The way you can help them feel more comfortable is by just first being a person of action. You don't always have to bring it up to them. You don't always have to be, you know, pushing it on them or pushing it towards them. You know, sometimes it's just being a better person because of your Islam. You know, being a better person because of your Islam. That's the goal, is that how is Islam changing your life? Let it see what it can do for you. Let them see what it can do for you. And then, you know, after a period of time, you can bring it up more and bring it up and bring it up more. But first, let it be your actions that speak, inshallah. Need some water. What state am I in? Minnesota. It's actually snowing very hard outside today. I don't know if you saw it. For those of you who follow me on social media, you will have seen that it's snowing very hard outside today. Supposed to have like 6 to 8 inches today, something like that. That's pretty typical for December in Minnesota. Rachel, it can be very difficult. Any advice on how to handle my emotions better? I'm not the perfect, but I'm trying my best. Darius, when it comes to that, you know, we gotta remember that we were once children too. You know what I mean? Children have to be given the ability to make mistakes. They have to be. Children have to be given the freedom, the ability to make mistakes, because mistakes are how we learn. Mistakes are how we learn. I mean, we learn, that's what we do. We learn from our mistakes, or we learn from somebody who teaches us. But our children need to have the freedom to be able to make mistakes so that they can learn from them and we can teach them lessons through it. And we have to remind ourselves that we were all children once too, and we've all done stupid things in our lives, and we'll probably continue to do stupid things in our lives. So, you know, be hard on them when you need to, but also learn to be easy on them, because they need to be able to see both. We recently watched your video, Bayan, made to offer you such other videos required. Jazakul khair and Bashir. May Allah bless you, grant you goodness, inshallah. May Allah bless you and grant you goodness for that dua, inshallah. I am, bro, listening to your tapes series a few months ago, and I'm just blown away by how much you had to go through. It made me respect you. Go to them. I am, bro, it's, you know, may Allah bless you in that. But it's just, you know, it's just a part of life. Like, you know, you never know. And part of my reason of doing that, I had many reasons for putting out my tapes series. And part of it was so that you understand that everybody you come across, you know, even people whom you admire online or whatnot, you know, everybody has things that they're going through or that they've gone through. And you might not ever know. You might not ever know unless they tell you, unless they tell the world about it. Unless I decided to tell the public about it, no one would have ever known what I went through in my childhood, going through prison, the divorces I had. Like, no, nobody would have known. And I'm still not done. There's more tapes. There's more tapes to... there's actually more tapes to be made. Just leave it at that. But this is why we should treat everybody with gentleness and kindness and mercy. Because you never know what that person you're talking to, or that you're watching their videos, or you're following them on social media or whatnot. You never know what might be going on or have gone on behind the scenes. We're all human. But also it kind of gave people a glimpse into why I'm able to still keep going through no matter what comes my way. Inshallah, I'm able to still keep going, because if you've been through what I've been through, then you're built for it. I'm built for the hard times. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep me that way. But you don't always want to have hard times. But if you do run into hard times, which it seems like that's always the way, especially with Muslims, then... you know, you want to make sure that you're ready for them. And I'm built for them in a way this took me a long time to recover from. Anyway, do major sins take a person out of Islam, Nams? No. You're welcome, Tana. Anaqabi neighbor, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing? Tajwar, assalamu alaikum. How you doing, bro? How you doing, Tajwar? Your exams are in 3 weeks, feeling down? Take some rest. Take a day's rest. Just take a day off to rest, recuperate, and get better. And then when you're feeling a little bit better, get back at it. Don't push yourself when you're feeling sick. You're feeling sick, you just take it easy. That's it. You can't push yourself beyond what you're capable. You can't push yourself beyond what you're capable. So take a break. Take a break, take a little rest, and then get back at it when you're feeling a little bit better, inshallah. If I started watching you like 10 years ago onwards, and if you told us about it then, I would have been very hard for me to believe that, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I get you. I do get you. Yeah, if that would have been what I led with, if I started my public speaking leading with, you know, the childhood trauma and the prison tapes and the divorce, if I would have led with that, it probably wouldn't have hit the same, right? Probably wouldn't have hit the same. Everything has a time and a place. Everything has a time and a place. Everything has a time and a place. So, you know, I had hit that wall where I had decided that now was the time and now was the place to open up about that part of my life. Also, because I wanted to get in to more of the mental health space and start helping other Muslims who are going through struggles, then I wanted to lead with letting people know that I understand what you've been through, because I have gone through the struggles myself. Therefore, I'm not coming only from a place of understanding with learning, but I'm coming from a place of understanding and empathy. and relatability. So that was the whole point. Nams, I get in a lot of street fights, but that's because I don't like when other men try to act tough or feel some type of way around me. Am I wrong for that? Because I don't like being downgraded as a man. No, there's nothing wrong with you not like being downgraded as a man, but you know, you don't always be getting into fights either. It's not probably the wisest thing to be doing all the time. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a strong man is not the one who can overcome the other one. The strong man is who can control his temper when he's angry. So, yes, there are going to be times where people deserve it and people need to get dealt with, but it's not in every situation. So, keeping your temper and keeping your dignity at the same time is always going to be the wiser of the two options. I'm trying to keep up with these questions here. Abdullah Mas'ud reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of minor sins, for they pile into a man ruin. Yes, 100% nine. We need to be aware of everything that we do. Should we involve ourselves in debating online with non-Muslims while still learning? No. While you're still learning and still unsure of yourself and still unsure of the things that you want to do, are things that you know and you're not solid in that yet, then don't get into debating online. Learn first. What advice would you give a striving to addiction and having trouble letting go? This is something you're going to have to work through, Shuruk. You're going to have to work through the addiction. And it's not something that I'm going to be able to give you a magic pill in a Q&A format like this. I'm not going to be able to just give you some magic pill to make it go away. Working through addiction is a process. You know, there's a lot of things that we have to look into, like what triggers the addiction. And you guys start looking for the triggers and what causes these triggers and try to avoid these triggers and avoid these things. There's a lot more that goes into it. If you really want to have a conversation about this, this would be best done over a counseling session with myself or someone else. If you want to do it with me, then just go to ushevinscoaching.com and book a session. Or find someone who's qualified to do so and work through this addiction and whatever it might be, because depending on what it is, there's going to be different routes and avenues to take, inshallah. You're very welcome, Tejwa. When you came out of prison and just had books in your bag, then say Allah bless you when you left construction job for Juma. Yeah, Alhamdulillah. If you leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He replaces it with something better. When you leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah always replaces it with something better. Something better. Your video on topic, holding on to deen like a hot coal, is one of my favorite ones. I hear it again and again. It made my deen jazakul khair, and please make dua for me to be steadfast. Bashar Mal Khan, I will make dua for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you steadfast. May Allah keep you steadfast. May Allah keep you steadfast. May Allah keep you firm upon this deen. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك رب اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اسرفنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا وانصر الاقدام الكافرين. May Allah keep you steadfast. And in speaker's corner and giving dawah overall, Iron Bro, I don't miss the first part about giving dawah in speaker's corner. I missed that. Sound like I'm going to be giving medical entrance exam next year. Please make dua for me, Nazifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to pass that. May Allah allow you to pass that. And based on my dua, if you pass it, then I want some free medical advice, inshallah. I want some free medical advice, inshallah. I don't see the other one, Iron Bro. I don't see the other one. Mr. Hug, you still do gaming? Not so much. I don't have the time for it anymore, to be honest with you. Two reasons. I don't have the time. Number one, I'm very, very busy. And number two, I only really played Call of Duty. That's because that's really all I had time for, was really the main one game. And Modern Warfare 2 got boring after like the first couple weeks, and Warzone 2 has been boring since the first time I played it. So there's nothing that has my interest like that. Like when I used to play Rebirth Island or Verdansk back when it was out, or Rebirth Island with the boys, like I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I don't enjoy Warzone 2 in any capacity. So I just see it as a waste of time right now. So I just don't have time. I play some offline with my kids and stuff like that, but I'm not going to open up a stream to play a game I don't enjoy. Is it true that Abdul Muttalib was black? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Only 6% of Christians are practicing. Yeah, probably. That's one thing about Muslims is that maybe Christianity is the largest claimed religion in the world, but Islam is the largest practiced religion in the world. Islam is the largest practiced religion in the world. There are far more practicing Muslims than there are practicing Christians. Christians who got the message wrongly because of the church without getting the message of God's clear in the Bible, the Quran, when they die, they'll get tested again on the day of judgment. I mean, Hanifa. I don't know. There are people who did not hear the message of Islam, or who did not hear the message of Islam properly. They had no access to the message of Islam properly. Allah will judge them on the day of judgment. Can we say about these people who they are and what kind of person are they? And then I don't know. We can't do that. But there will be a group of people like that. But we don't know who they are. And in today's world, it's almost, you almost can't be ignorant in today's world of Islam, because there's so many ways for you to find about Islam. Simple. A little simple Google search and a little simple, you know, searching on YouTube and stuff like that can tell you the truth about Islam for you to make a decision or not. So you can't plead ignorance out of laziness. You can't plead ignorance out of laziness. Why does the law say that we'll be tested with what we can bear, but things are usually not bearable and not according to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Muhammad says, Rajuddin, he says in the Quran, I will not place a burden on you more than you are capable of bearing. That means any burden he places on us, we are capable of bearing. It doesn't mean we always do so or we think we can, but we can. If we dig down deep enough, we can. Trust me. Let me tell you something. Coming from my own personal life, if you dig down deep enough, you can. Right before Ali's comment on prison. I listened to your tapes a few months ago and I'm just blown away how much you had to go through. May respect you 10 times more, Achi. Prison, where is the one I'm missing? You got to re-put it, bro, because I literally can't see it. I literally can't see it. I don't see which one you're talking about. Have you ever tried to play Yu-Gi-Oh? No, I have not. Hi, Ed, you're so kind of humble, Mubarak. May Allah bless you as well for being here. What's your favorite tafsir? Tafsir al-Jalalain is one of my favorite ones. Of Tafsir al-Sa'adi. Tafsir al-Sa'adi is also really good. Of course, Tafsir ibn Kathir is very good. The Tafsir of al-Qurtubi is very good as well. I really like that. So there's a few of them. It's hard to say which is my most favorite one. My most favorite one. It would be really hard for me to say what is my exact favorite one. I don't know. But that one will be up there. That will be up there. Those will be up there. When I ever think of the punishment of the grave and hellfire, I feel really bad for my non-Muslim colleagues and friends. This is how we should feel. What should you do about it? You should try to help them. How can I ensure that you're able to see in my emails? Say last time you said you spammed like 20 plus emails, same content. I'm sure they're coming. They are coming through. Tana, I just haven't had a chance to get back to it yet. I've been so crazy busy. If you're talking about the one about your educator, yes, I remember it. But it's on my list of to-do things, and my to-do things list right now is longer than my time that I have every single day. So I'm trying to catch up. I'm playing catch up every single day. Thank you for your previous reply. Do you have any advice for someone who wants to stop his job full-time down when the internet strategies make a living from that? You have to have a job. You're gonna have to have a job. If you want to be involved in da'wah, you have to have an income. So start a business, do side businesses, side hustles, whatever it is. You got to have some way to bring in income, my brother. That's my advice to all people who want to be involved in da'wah, is think about how are you going to provide for yourself and your family. It's important. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ski boy. Ski boy. May Allah bless you. Thoughts on CBDs. Plunge Network. CBD is good. CBD is good. Real CBD. Real CBD. Good CBD. Quality CBD. Lab tested CBD. All of that's very good for you. All that's very good for you. I take it. It's right there behind me. You can get halalcbd.io. Go to halalcbd.io. Use that promo code Yusha Evans, and you'll get 15% off. As a matter of fact. It'll make a job spreading the da'wah when there's no opposing official religion. True. Is there a way to guarantee that Niyyah is the best it can be? Just check it over and over again. You got to recheck, check, recheck, check, recheck your intentions. Always check your intentions because your intentions are important. Your intentions are important, so always check them. Always check your intentions. It's important because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyah." Every single action will be based upon its intention. Every single action you do in your life will be based upon its intention. So that is the most important thing. All right, guys, we're going to start wrapping it up here. About an hour in. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Next Thursday, I'm trying to look at my calendar here. How many more Thursdays we have before I'm out of here. So I have two more Thursdays. Two more Thursdays because after that, my next Thursday would be a flight because I fly out on the 5th. So we'll be here next Thursday, inshallah. And then the Thursday after that. And then the following Thursday, there will be no stream because that is when I'm flying to the UK. And then hopefully the Thursday after that, the internet will be all set up. I'll be all settled in and coordinated and all good like that. And our streams will be back, inshallah. And our streams will be back. Salma, come to Michigan. I would look forward to come to Michigan, inshallah. Inshallah, I would look to come forward to Michigan or in South Africa and all of that. I would love to do that, inshallah. Unfortunately, we only see you on 1 hour for the Thursday. Plug Network, the whole plan, inshallah, is that after I come back from the UK, inshallah, the plan is to hopefully do Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's not only for an hour. It depends on when I start and when I finish and what else I got to do. If we have enough time for 2 hours, we do 2 hours. But for right now, I got so many things to get done. But we want to at least be here Thursdays and give you guys the opportunity for it, inshallah. And again, when I come back from the UK, the plan is to hopefully Tuesdays and Thursdays and to keep it regular, streaming here live on YouTube, along with new content coming out very soon, inshallah. I got nothing but love for every single one of you guys. We'll have some new content being produced while I'm in the UK. So look forward to that. The three new lectures we're going to be working on. Broken is the one I've just finished working on. Then we're going to be talking about the legacy of the prophets in our lives. And then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. Khairan. Insha'Allah ta'ala. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Insha'Allah. Again, roughly. There's no solid time because I'm doing this, you know, in between other work things. There's no solid time. But usually we start somewhere around 1 to 2 o'clock. Hopefully, that's the goal. Around 1 to 2 o'clock and go for an hour to hour and a half. Hopefully around 1 to 2 o'clock. That gives me time to have my lunch and get to you guys and then get to my sessions afterwards, inshallah. So I look forward to seeing you guys next week. I got nothing but love for every single one of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you peace in your hearts. May Allah grant you peace in your minds. May Allah grant you peace in your homes. May Allah grant you peace in your souls. And I look forward to seeing you in the next one. You've given me your most valuable commodity, which is your time. So I appreciate that. And I'll see you on the next Thursday chat and chill stream. Until then, take care of yourselves. I got nothing but love for every single one of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.